Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and it's my pleasure to have with us in the studio today Karina Erickson, the new superintendent at Lacaparral Valley High School. How are you doing, Karina?
Very good. My pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great. Good to have you on board at the school and in the community. I've had a chance to chat with you a few times, and I know you're looking forward to getting going here.
Yes, very much so. And things are rolling, and we're getting ready for the next school year. And it's been fun being out in the communities and doing some walk-arounds and talking to people and sending some information out. Say, come on in, let's visit. So it's been great.
Getting a workout. You were in the Lutefisk run. You were in the Dragon Fest parade.
Yeah.
So you like to get a lot of exercise, apparently.
I do. Yeah. I very much so. I like to keep busy.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you have planned for Lacaparral?
Sure, yeah. Well, I grew up in a small dairy farm outside Comfrey, Minnesota, and so I'm familiar with the small town area, and that draws me back to want to stay in those small town rural communities because I know how important they are and what a community feels like and the connections there. So it's great. But I grew up in a small dairy farm, like I said, and then I headed up and graduated from Comfrey, Minnesota, headed up to Morehead State, MSUM now, I think it's called.
Great school. Great school. Yeah. A lot of great people came from that school.
Yes.
We won't name names, but.
Maybe Maynard?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. I got my elementary ed degree there, and then I taught in San Antonio, Texas for a few years. Moved back. I wanted to move back with my husband and start a family and all those kinds of good things. And so we came back, and I taught for quite a few years in Wabasso, Minnesota. I went from elementary ed there, taught sixth grade there for many years, and then I transitioned to special ed, dean of students, and then I was encouraged by the superintendent at the time there to go back and get my admin degree. So 2 years as dean of students, I got my admin principal licensure and headed off to the principal world and spent the past 13 years up in Breckenridge, Minnesota, where I went from pre-K 6 principal to pre-K 12, covered the gamut there, and then was looking to pursue my superintendent license, finished that, and started searching for some superintendent positions, and here I am. So I'm excited to begin that journey and next chapter.
Well, again, welcome, and we look forward to working with you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you've got in on a school board meeting the other night, and you've got a little news on what's going on out there at Lacaparral, so why don't you fill us in?
Sure, I can run through that kind of agenda there and the things that were happening at that meeting. We are excited for all the personnel that we're filling in. Most importantly, probably Caden Steffen as our new athletic director, community ed director. We're excited to have him. He's full of energy, young. He was the former head assistant wrestling coach up at MSUM.
Okay.
And so he enjoys hunting, fishing. He's a new dad, like 6 weeks, I think it is. And so they are looking to move to the area and get settled in. But he's already on the job and partnering with Zach to get some of the background
information. Yeah, Zach's been doing a great job there. We wish him well in his future endeavors, too. So.
For sure. Big shoes to fill there. Yep. But we appreciate Caden's energy, and we sure will support him as he moves forward in his position. So also kind of not on the news or on the board anyways, report, we hired Brooke Lindblad for our Little Eagles Kids Time position director, replacing Miranda. Again, another big shoes to fill, and she's done a wonderful job there working with the community.
Yep,
and
she sure has really took that program from about zero to 60 miles per hour.
For sure.
She did a great job. So, again, I think she's going into the school administrative business.
She is, yep. Yeah. Elementary principal at Medelia. So, okay. We wish her the best.
Right.
And so she'll be able to take her director position pieces there and apply it there. So great. But we'll get both of those rolling. Otherwise, you know, we're filling our paraprofessional positions, and we had some other special ed that are also filled now. So we're working to get those pieces in place and ready to roll for the new year. So we're fortunate to have those pieces, those hires completed. So.
Right.
Otherwise, just you know, kind of finances are doing well. We're staying on track. Really enjoy working with Drew and his expertise in that end of things. So he has some great information to share, and we are on track and doing some upgrades there. So the weight room is in progress with some paint and some ceilings and some new equipment coming in. That'll be a great place for everybody to work in the atrium out front off the cafeteria. That front gym has some wonderful upgrades that are coming. So just all those little things that'll make it bright and fresh for the students coming in here soon. So
important to maintain the facility.
Oh my gosh, that's one thing I love about what I'm seeing here so far. I mean, the buildings are great, and the branding is all up to speed, and it's nice to
A few years ago, kind of pulled it all together and got the logos all looking good and got the buildings looking good and made some really needed upgrades, you know, on the heating and cooling and all kinds of things. So everything's pretty good shape right now.
It is. So we're looking at, you know, the regular things that we did, the long-term facilities maintenance project, you know, updating the handbooks, all those kinds of good things. Hopefully we don't have to use the cardiac emergency response plan or the crisis management plan, but those are all things that we have just in case we need them and kind of routine.
Good to have something in place.
Right. We have a plan. So sports, athletics, looking ahead for the new year, we did have a $1 increase in athletic passes and that kind of stuff as far as event admission. So that went up to $1, but we're also putting in place Bound, which is a program to make all those payments online and have the schedules online. And so lots of schools within Minnesota are switching over to the Bound program, and Zach has sent some information out on that. So we'll get that rolling. So switching over.
Stay tuned for more on that.
Yeah, for sure. So, yep. School board elections closed last night. We have some candidates for District 1 and District 5. We still have District 2 with no one putting in their name right now.
Is that the Madison District?
Yes, it is. Right.
Catches the most of Madison. I think it misses a little bit of a piece up to the north. But
So we'll see where that lands. And
if anybody's interested, I suppose they have to run as a write-in now.
They will, So hopefully somebody comes up, and if they have any questions, you know, they can certainly reach out, and we look forward to filling that position as well. So November 3rd is the election, and so we'll get ready for that. But closing note, I just, you know, small communities, big hearts is something that I shared with the board the other day because of all of the supports that were put in place and events that happened around the paraprofessionals passing. There was just a whole team of people. I wanted to shout out to Hope and Greater Minnesota Family Services, Melissa Ostendorf, Samantha Moore, Melissa Jacobs, Brian Skogan at Canby. He sent a couple of grief counselors over, and Lisa Johnson. That team put together an event for the staff initially, and then they put a community event together, and I was able to attend that and see what a wonderful community support we were able to provide.
Yeah, I think that's one thing you'll find around this area. People really pull together and get behind those who are having problems. So
just that wonderful connection, and you know, just a way to support one another and in tough times, and then we celebrate in the good times. So
that's right.
We'll look forward to some of them moving forward. I know I've heard a lot as I moved into this about the boys volleyball, about dance, you know, all of those sorts of things are exciting that I'll look forward to being a part of. And
yeah,
that
boys volleyball events, that kind of really took off this year. Didn't hear a thing about it, you know, a couple of years ago, and now there's a lot of enthusiasm for that. So those guys do a great job.
Yeah. But it's fun to see small town have that opportunity. Yep. And it's a lot of traveling for the boys, but it's a fun program to see grow and an opportunity for them. So
I'm sure the girls are ready to go for a dance. So talk about an enthusiastic bunch. There they are.
There we go.
All right. Very good. Well, I appreciate you taking a little time to talk to us today. We hope to do this on a regular basis after the board meetings. And when does the school board meet?
The fourth Monday at 7 o'clock of the month. So,
Meetings are open to the public unless there's some particular thing that's closed session, which happens rarely.
Right.
So if you're interested in having some input or just learning, come on out to a board meeting.
And the agenda and everything is, and all the information and the packet information is posted online ahead of time. So if you want to preview that too, or that's another opportunity to stay connected and see and hear about what's going on at school. So
or if they just want to stop in and say hello to you.
Oh, they're please do.
Welcome to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. Call the office. They have my calendar.
Right. All right.
Or I can meet you somewhere for a coffee or whatever. So
very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Corinna, we appreciate, as I said, you taking time to talk to us today. We look forward to working with you here over the years. And we'll hopefully talk to you again next month.
Yes. I appreciate you and the radio and the support and everybody's out there cheering on the LQPV Eagles.
That's right. Go Eagles.
Yeah, go Eagles.
All right. Thanks, Corinna. Yeah. Corinna Erickson talking with us, superintendent out of Lac Parle Valley High School.